Do you find it easy to discern God's leading in your life? Well, it isn't always easy. But on today's Lighthouse Report, Matt Bell shares one woman's amazing story.
I remember a friend of ours that, as a new believer, she started being exposed to God's Word and started to grow in that. She also had a friend of hers who was walking with her in this new life of faith, and Lisa is her name. And she started feeling kind of the conviction through teaching, through God's Word, through prayer, to begin to get out of debt. And then she, as she grew in her faith, she read about giving generously, tithing and tithes and offerings and such, and she felt convicted to arrange her finances again to do that. And the story I like to tell is that she felt a third sort of stirring of the heart that I'm not sure was from the Holy Spirit, but it was to buy some new furniture. as Christmas came one year, she got an unexpected bonus at work, and she just thought, oh, that's God's blessing on me to be able to buy this furniture.
Even though Lisa wanted to spend the money frivolously, her friend held her accountable to meet her goal.
But yet her friend, who had been walking with her in this new life of faith, said, you know, that's the exact amount that would actually finish getting you out of debt. And she felt humbled by that and sort of discouraged by that, but she did that. And so here she is, this new believer. She's gotten out of debt. She's giving generously. She's made all these great financial decisions through God's Word and such. And somebody in her apartment building, I'll make this long story somewhat shorter, ended up offering her some free furniture without even knowing her need. And it was the exact sort of furniture she envisioned. And I just think, you know, there is something that comes from being obedient to God's Word, to kind of trusting in what we're being taught to do, as countercultural and uncomfortable as it might be, that there are blessings that come from that.
So, no matter what God is calling you to do, follow Him. You just might be surprised at the final outcome. I'm Steve Douglas.